二个意义成了代表什么？
What does the second meaning tell us?
耶稣的呼喊带我们面对面进入到他的受难。
And Jesus cried, tell us face to brought us face to face to his suffering.
成了这个字。
So it's finished, this word.
希伯来书的作者用了同样的这个字。
The author of Hebrew also used the same word.
讲到主耶稣基督是我们信心的终极者 ,terminator.
It tells us that Jesus is the finisher of our faith.
他完成了我们的什么？我们的信仰。
Because he's the one that finished our faith.
希伯来书十二章二节这么说。
Hebrew chapter 12 verse 2 tells us,
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，成终这个字就是成了的同一个字根。
We fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, and this finisher is, means the same as the, what Jesus said, done, finished.
为什么希伯来书的作者可以这样讲？
Why did he say that the author of Hebrew said this?
希伯来书的作者接着解释。
And then the author explains to us.
他指的耶稣。
He means Jesus.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐。
He for the joy set before him.
就忍受了十字架的苦难。
He enjoyed this. He endured the suffering of the cross.
主耶稣在十字架上讲成了。
So when Jesus cried, "It's finished" on the cross.
因为他在前面。看到了前面他所完成的，他心中喜乐。
Because he could see the joy before him.
虽然他身上极端的痛苦，被着钉十字架。
Even though he suffered excruciating pain when he was on the cross.
我们看到，当他讲成的时候
，We noticed that when he said finished.
实际上，他身上有张力，那个被钉在十字架上，肉体被撕碎的那个张力。
His body was torn by such tension.
不但是单单他的身体受到那个张力。
Not only physically he was suffering this tension.
同时我们也看到他在精神上，在意志上也同样的受到张力。
We could see that his thoughts and his emotions were also torn.
他看到前面的，他要做成的工作，他喜乐。
When he see the work to be accomplished, he was joyful.
那个前面的喜乐，他变道成肉身，33年的等待那个喜乐。
He waited 33 years in order to accomplish this mission and the joy set before him.
再过一刹那，他就要怎么？就要得到那个喜乐。
In the twinkle of an eye, he will get this. He will receive this full joy.
但是同时后，他的身体在那几个钟头上的身体被撕碎的那种痛苦。
And yet for several hours, his physical body was enduring such pain and agony.
但是他知道，再过几分钟，再过一个钟头，他就完成了，这个肉体就结束了。
He knew that in a little while, his physical body will finish. He will finish the work.
我们看到在时间上有一个张力。
We could see there's such tension even in time.
33年的等待，那个喜乐的来临。
He waited 33 years for this joy to come.
再过几分钟，那个就来到了，就结束了。
Just wait for a little while, and this will be all done.
他正处在时间上的那个两个极端的张力中间。
So he was torn between the extremes of time.
瞬间永恒，瞬间一刹那，他马上就可以得到那个喜乐。
In a little while, he will reach eternity. He will have the joy.
所以我们看到他处在这种的情况之下，他讲成了。
We can see that under this circumstance, he said, "It's finished."
希伯来书的作者明白主耶稣的心意。
The author of Hebrew truly understands Jesus.
因此，我们用了希伯来书的作者，我们来想象中主耶稣基督在十字架上。
Therefore, we should look at how this author describes Jesus on the cross.
他讲成，主耶稣讲成了的意义。
and he describes the meaning of it's finished.
在瞬时间，他就可以进入到永恒。
Because in a little time, he will enter into eternity.
再也没有，再也不会死了。
And he would no longer would need to die.
肉身再也不会受到痛苦了。
And his physical body will never have to suffer pain again.
我们看到这种表现出来主耶稣的爱。
From this, we can see the unsurpassing love of Jesus.
同样的，今天将我们一同来纪念、来庆祝、来感谢主耶稣在十字架工作的时候。
So today, when we come to remember the work that Jesus accomplished on the cross,
不但想到他的呼喊不是失败的呼喊。
We should remember that his cry is not a cry of failure.
是胜利的呼喊。
Rather, it's the cry of victory.
因为救恩成就了。
Because he accomplished salvation.
从此之后再也不需要礼仪来祭祀这些动物的祭祀，不需要。
From now on, we do not need to sacrifice any longer.
让我们再思想到他将它成了第二种的意义。
Let's think about the second meaning of it's finished.
是他看到了前面的喜乐，忍受那种痛苦。
Because of the joy before him, he endured the pain.
他讲成了的时候，他马上再过几秒钟、几分钟，他就结束了他的肉身。
After he said it's finished, in a little while, he breathed his last.
他要进入到永恒。
He will enter into eternity.
而且他知道以后有成千成万的人，因为相信他，也同样的要跟他进入到永恒。
And he also knew that tens of thousands of people will also follow him into eternity.
你如果不知道，你离开这个世界之后会不会进入永恒的话
？If you do you know when you leave the world, are you going to enter eternity?
你如果不知道，你可以跟随耶稣一同得胜，一同见他的荣耀，一同同住的话。
If you are not sure that by believing in Jesus, then you can enter into eternity and dwell with Him forever.
今天你在时间上就有一个张力。
Then in this world, you will have this barrier and tension.
今天的几分钟之内，你的心就可以改变，相信他，接受他。
Because in just a few minutes, you will be totally transformed by believing in Him.
当你接受他的时候
，When you accept him，
你就可以永永远远跟他同住，跟他同走，
then,
欣赏他的永美。
Then you will walk with him and dwell with him forever。
今天在你的心中同样可以有瞬间进入到永恒。
And then you can experience this from the transient moment into eternity。
我们感谢神。他伟大的爱，爱子耶稣基督钉死在十字架上。
We want to thank God for giving us His Son, who gave up His life for us on the cross.
使我们今天中间的人，我们有了确据，在永恒中与他同住。
So that we have this assurance that we will be with Him forever.
我们看到他受苦的预言实现了。
We also see that the prophecy about his suffering is fulfilled.
所有旧约的预言统统实现了。
All the prophecies in the Old Testament has been fulfilled.
道成肉身，百分之百的神，百分之百的人。
He came into the world as flesh. He was 100% man and 100% God.
我们看到他第五句话讲：“我渴了。”
Again, we see the fifth of the seventh.Sentence he said on the cross, he said, I'm thirsty.
这句话不能够少。
And this is something that cannot be omitted.
这句话证明出来，他是百分之百的人在那里受苦。
This word clearly tells us that he was suffering physically as man.
他渴了。
He was thirsty.
受苦的预言实现。
And the prophecy about his suffering fulfilled.
除罪的目标完成了。
And the goal of removing the sins has been done.
耶稣将我们 相信他的人，他就把我们带到永恒中跟他同住了。
For those of us who believe in him, he brought us to eternity.